Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN Live Radio Network, as well as USA Radio, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets across the country, and some great independent and local stations, too, all around the countryside. I like nothing better than being able to talk to somebody in Egypt, Nebraska. Now, go look that place up. Now, great radio stations all along the line, as well as around the world via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. FedEx, UPS, bulk mail haulers, yep, need all of you. So be careful, be safe. And the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. Yep, got to have all of that to go where you need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler. We're also on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social website, Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. And, of course, don't forget our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can find out a lot of information about our guests over there because we have direct links to their websites or whatever it is that they do. For example, Denise Simons is FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warrens is the KyleWarrensShow.com. There are direct links there where you can go there and listen to their whatever it is they've been doing. So, without further ado, let's go out to California first where the weather isn't too bad at the moment. And let's say howdy howdy to our good friend Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
You betcha. And thank you very much, gang. Okay. And I guess we've got rain here in the area from what I'm seeing. I haven't heard any thunder yet, but we sure did hear it at Denise's house a couple minutes ago. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
How's the weather?
Well, it's kind of raining hard, and then it stops, and then starts again.
Okay. All right. Well, you and Kyle go ahead and take her away and do the pledge.
All right. Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice. For all. And, of course, folks, we emphasize those two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And once again, we're back with our good friend Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com, of course, is the website. And, Denise, right before we went to break, I was asking you about this Russian-Chinese cooperation in Cuba that could result in actual troops, again, 90 miles off of our coastline. What do you think?
Well, the facility that we're talking about here is the Lord's facility, L-O-U-R-D-E-S. The Lord's facility is a Russian facility that was allegedly shuttered in 2001. And I say alleged because I don't trust anything that ever comes out of the Kremlin. But it is a, it was or is a very interesting place that at the time had 2,500 Russian engineers and technicians and military personnel, and it's a base. So this is where the Chinese would step in. So, we don't know what was necessarily left there, but it is, it's a 28 square mile facility. And what was happening there at the time, it was a signals intelligence facility for Russia. So typically if China takes over, all they have to do is put in some upgrade equipment. But this was a place that housed a lot of people and certainly a lot of equipment, communications equipment, that included geosynchronous satellite connectivity. It monitored, apparently, the communications and telemetry from NASA, the Air Force facilities at Cape Canaveral. Yeah, it was big. So this is where the Chinese would go. Now, because they say that they're under some kind of a agreement in principle to necessarily do this, I would say that they're far in advance of doing this. In fact, there's nothing to say that the Chinese are not there already. I believe they are. So when Blinken visited China, do you think he brought it up with anybody, any of his counterparts, anybody in Beijing? I would say no. But he clearly knew about it. And I think they're downplaying the thing in a big way, just like they did the spy balloon, saying that, you know, that chapter's over.
Well, this would be very significant. Again, what you're describing is a major installation that the Chinese might then be able to really make use of.
Well, Chinese and Russia. Don't think that Russia wouldn't be there, too. I mean, I would think with this happy little love relationship that now China and Russia have, that they would co-locate.
All right, guys, hold on. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and, of course, Kyle Warren. Don't go anywhere. Your stations are going to take a break. We will be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance. Geico.com is the website. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 85 years currently. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 27 million drivers, and that number goes up every day. Now, I would suggest if you want to see if they can save you some money that you go to the website, because you can do it that way, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and do a cost comparison and see what they'll charge you for the vehicle you're driving, whether it's a car or a truck. Now, you can also get coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and bundle it with your other vehicle policy and save money that way. Now, when you really save big money is when you take those items plus your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance, put it all together, bundle it, and you will save a very good chunk of money with Geico. So, the website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there, find out what they can do for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, back to Denise Simon, and you guys have got a caller on the line, so handle that any way you want there. Kyle, go ahead. Go ahead, Kyle. Oh, Kyle. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I don't know where he went, but here's what we're going to do. We'll get the caller in there. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, just wanted to know if they are going ahead with having a blockchain Bitcoin-style currency, and if so, when will that happen? And I guess that's it, Captain.
Okay, thank you. All right, go ahead, Denise.
I'm not qualified to answer that one. I do know that there are a handful of cases out there, interestingly enough, of lawsuits of people with cryptocurrency. So I would say they would work on regulations first before they went any further with any kind of blockchain. So that's really all I can offer on that one at this point. I'm not a fan because of the volatility of cryptocurrency, as we've seen with Sam Bankman-Fried or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a couple that are in Europe too. I would also say that North Korea has advanced their missile program because of cryptocurrency. So it's a pretty shady area until somebody figures out how they're going to oversee it or manage it or regulate it or whatever.
Speaking of shady, Russia has been using Chinese currency to technically get around the Western sanctions. But it seems that they're going to close that side door. I don't know how they're going to do that. What are they going to do?
I have no idea. They okay. do have some abilities, but I don't have any idea. So, yeah. This is not a new tactic. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, also, too, the other piece of this is Putin has been using, in China, they've all been using oligarchs. And don't think that China doesn't have oligarchs, because they do. So, it's a mess.
Mm. And by the way, I am talking, folks, to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, of course, if you want to find out more about her, you can go over to her website, FoundersCode.com. Really great articles that she writes, and find out what she knows when she knows it, which is kind of a good way to put it. Now, we also have got Chinese defense firms that right now are seeming, anyway, from where I'm sitting, seeming to try to flood the arms market right now with weapons while the U.S. is being preoccupied with the Ukraine. What do you think is going on there?
Well, of course. They're going to every rogue source that's out there, meaning Iran, North Korea, China. I mean, they're all flooding the markets. And we're in a bad place. Here they're trying to disarm, every American. And along with that, we have sent so much to Ukraine that didn't have to go if Biden had been on his game to start with.
Mm.
So we're not in a good place.
Okay, well, Kyle is back there, so go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. Yeah, I mean, a little bit of technical difficulty there, but we're overcoming that right now. And I suppose you've already asked Denise about what our caller, the question that the caller had.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay, that's fine. So, yeah, Denise, we happen to have a caller, Dan, from Plattsburgh, New York. He called in, and he had a question for us, and I thought you would be good to comment on this. He's asking about the confusion that's existing now around the Hunter Biden plea deal, because on the one hand, his attorneys seem to say this is a done deal. It's all over. This investigation is concluded. But yet the Department of Justice and the U.S. attorney up in Delaware seem to indicate otherwise. What do you think about that?
Well, I would go with the prosecutor and say that it has not concluded. But something pretty dramatic happened yesterday. Not only did Hunter get a sweetheart deal, but something else was really going on, because the baby mama, London, whatever her name is, she actually agreed to a 75% cut in child support. Hunter was paying $25,000 a month. And so she agreed to 75% cut in that. And she wanted the child to have Biden for the last name. And suddenly she dropped that objective too. So something else has happened here, and I don't know what it is. I don't know if they offered her a large cash sidebar offer, but I find it fascinating that there's more to this than is being reported.
Well, it seems to me, Denise, that this is a real effort to try to settle this Hunter Biden issue, whatever it may be, because obviously it would be a major factor moving forward with the campaign for Joe Biden. So they're trying to sweep this under the rug. Are they going to be successful, or do you think Kevin McCarthy is going to be a dog on a bone getting a lot more of these papers and evidence out of the DOJ?
I think McCarthy and Comer are going to continue this quest. We have seemed to have found a very interesting, Comer didn't include me in that, but SATA Bank, S-A-T-A Bank out of Cyprus, was used to move the $10 million to Hunter and whoever else it went to. We assume it went to Joe. But fascinatingly enough, Hunter provided all kinds of information to this Burisma character to set up a shell company and shell bank accounts. So we now have one bank that is cooperating, by the way, well, did cooperate because the bank went out of business, out of corruption. So there's the Cathay Bank, too. So, Comer's going to stay on top of this. You know, he's up to his eyelashes in this thing. And, you know, once you're on a quest, you generally don't want to give up. So they'll continue with this one.
Well, I can imagine so. I can imagine so. But, and it's also interesting to me, too, that typically when there's a gun charge involved, that's something that you can easily, you know, sort of weasel your way out of, but looks like Hunter Biden was able to do just that.
He did, because now he's on probation, and they're sending him to some kind of quasi-halfway house to get some kind of therapy or something. Yeah.
And it could be expunged from his record altogether, is what I understand.
Well, that part may. We don't know. That part could get, but, I mean, the quest is not over. So I'm really disgusted with this one. I want to add real fast that the Canadian P3 Orion has picked up some sound from this submersible.
Yeah. Let's hope. All right. Talk to you tonight, kiddo. And, folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren. Military and Veterans News segment coming up. We'll see you later there, Denise.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks very much. Kyle will be back. I'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Good news for anyone who travels Interstate 95 in the Northeast.
Pennsylvania's governor announced that traffic on Interstate 95 will resume this weekend after a section of the highway was closed due to a bridge collapse caused by a tanker truck fire.
Everyone has worked around the clock to get this done, and we have completed each phase of this project safely and way ahead of schedule.
Governor Josh Shapiro saying that paving may begin Wednesday.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The biggest medical association Association in the U.S. no longer wants health professionals to report pregnant women who abuse drugs. The American Medical Association now believes reporting will discourage pregnant women from getting help because they're afraid of going to jail or losing custody of their child. The AMA found non-punishable public health approaches result in better outcomes. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. That's naa.edu on the website, naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Go over there, check out their website, see what they're all about. Notice they've got two campuses, one in Massachusetts, Concord, right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater down here, just across the bay from me in Tampa, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, when you see the information, call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of the campuses, or you can ask to take the tour at both if that's what you want to do. Find out which one you'd want to go to. They will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying job, job security for many years to come, and you're going to make it the best decision you ever made because you'll find out real quick how good these people are and how well they train you. National Aviation Academy. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Kyle, I'm going to let you run with this story. I'm going to give you the headline. The Pentagon says they've had an accounting error, allegedly overestimating the value of weapons sent to the Ukraine by some $6.2 billion. What's this all about?
Well, Captain, it looks like the overvalued aid that was provided to Ukraine in fiscal 2023 was about $3.6 billion more than they thought that they were sending. Back in the previous year, that would be fiscal 2022, $2.6 billion for that year, for a total of $6.2 billion, as you were saying. Now, according to the Deputy Pentagon spokeswoman, the newly found funds are eligible now for the administration to use for additional aid to Ukraine. Well, I understand that people want to be able to aid the Pentagon, the Ukrainian Defense Forces, but they just found $6.2 billion, Captain, and you're telling me that all of that's going to go to Ukraine? What about the U.S. Armed Forces at this point?
Well, yeah, but some pencil pusher didn't do their job. And again, nobody verified. Nobody, you know, you trust but verify when you're dealing with numbers. Nobody checked the numbers. How on earth do we continue to make mistakes like this? I don't get it. The guy who screwed this up, guy or girl, should have been fired on the spot.
Well, and if you notice, it's not $1 million problem. It's not $1 million mistake. It's not a $5,000 mistake. It's a $6.2 billion mistake.
Yeah.
That just seems to be so astronomical as to defy logic.
But it also tells me that nobody's checking anybody's work.
Right. That's exactly what it says.
Yeah. Now, it should be mentioned that the Ukraine and their counteroffensive they've got going on against the Russians is in full swing right now. There have been heavy losses on both sides of the aisle, both Russia and the Ukraine. A lot of equipment has been destroyed on the Russian side. That is pretty much trench warfare over there where they're doing what they're doing. Eight villages have been captured and repatriated by the Ukrainian forces. They've lost apparently 16 armored vehicles to include some German tanks and some Bradley fighting vehicles, which are a tank, of course, U.S. tank that was given to them. So this has been very costly. I don't know how long they can continue this, but then we heard yesterday that the F-16s that they're waiting very patiently on aren't going to be there for months.
Well, that's right. So it does beg the question, you know, what's going to happen in the meantime? And it's not something that's going to be useful in the very near term here.
Now, you wanted to mention something about the naval asset, the U.S. Navy asset, the attack sub that showed up over there to participate in the possible rescue and recovery of that submersible, right?
Well, that's right. And because they have technology that the U.S. Coast Guard doesn't possess at this time, and they may be able to hone in on the location when they hear this, what is hopeful, Captain, very hopeful, to hear some rhythmic banging sounds that evidently occur every half hour or so, and that may mean that somebody's trying to signal. And, of course, these submarines, this is what they do all day long. They listen and they hide, and they have to play their cat-and-mouse game with opposing submarines. So they have a very high experience at this. And I'll tell you this, if anybody can find this 21-foot submersible craft, it would be the U.S. Navy, the Submariners.
And the other thing is that when they do find it, they're assuming, I've heard, that the thing is stuck or wedged somewhere or whatever. And whatever it is that happened to it, they'll be able to latch onto it and pull it back up to the surface, but they still won't be able to get the people out until they get to the surface and then unbolt the doors and that are keeping them in.
Yeah, that is, you know, obviously that is such a concern because, you know, and quite frankly, Captain, I would know that the naval folks here are going to know better than I would, But certainly I wonder how quickly that sub can be, that submersible can be brought up to the surface without their creating other problems. But at this point, it's an emergency. They got to get them up to the surface.
Well, they can't just blow the ballast and go sailing up to the surface, because I think the pressure is so intense that it might cause damage to not only the submarine, but to the submersible.
Well, exactly. So it all has to be controlled, because you're right. Once they start ascending, they have to adjust. And again, the too fast an ascent could create other problems. But this is, you know, I think we're going to find out too, Captain, that there are aspects of this submersible. Now, they say they went and they tried to make sure it would withstand the pressure at around 13,000 feet, at least 12,500 where the Titanic rests. But, you know, this is going to be a whole investigation as to how this was constructed, the parts that went into it, the designs, everything. Because if five people, if they end up losing their lives in this, I just can't imagine the consequences that will come down.
Now, we know there's an allied plan which would give the Ukraine equal votes at the high-level NATO council. Right now, extending Ukraine an invitation to join NATO will not be on the agenda when the heads of state meet next month for a major summit, but other measures will be taken to bring the country closer to eventually joining as a member, NATO's top official said yesterday.
That's all very, very interesting, and I know that it will be a slow-moving process because, Captain, of course, if Ukraine was a member of NATO, we'd be in a huge war right now, more than likely. But there were other reasons prior to this invasion that Ukraine was not necessarily yet the best candidate to be in NATO. But I think a lot of that's going to change as we get hopefully soon to the end of this war. And I think, too, it would have to mean that there would be some other kind of change in Moscow because Putin is simply never going to allow it. That's ostensibly the reason he invaded.
Mm-hmm. Why is the Navy focusing on submarines and unmanned jets? Why are they doing that?
That's a very, very good question. In terms of the unmanned jets, I think it may be in terms of what the future might hold for unmanned drones or other aircraft that may be able to make maneuvers that human pilots just can't do.
All right. Plus,
in terms of forces that they'd be under.
Plus, you don't have the loss of life.
Well, exactly right. That's
all right.
Fair enough, yeah.
All right, hold on. I hear the music coming. Chris Markowski's on deck. He'll be coming up here right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-877-969-8600. And now take it away, Captain.
I most certainly will. And good morning, Orlando. Hope everybody's doing well over there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Moss Acura, of course, is a different vehicle. It's the top of the line, top of the line. And it's right next door, ironically, to the Moss Nissan dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. So, you heard about the USAVE, USERV program? Same thing applies to the Acura for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, both on the job and retired. I'm talking about EMTs, firefighters, police, sheriffs, state police, and security officers, too. And don't forget the church pastors. They're included in this as well. And all you got to do is go to the website, mossmausacura.com, take a look at the inventory, what they have, and then schedule an appointment at mossacura.com over on North Florida Avenue. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save a bunch of money. Just the way it is. So, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Tesla is being measured by the federal government for the standard by which electric chargers would become the electric vehicle standard for all the vehicles out there. They'd have to make it the way Tesla does.
Very interesting indeed. You know, obviously, you're going to have proprietary-type chargers right now, I'm sure. It's kind of like the kind of, you know, if you had a Motorola phone, you'd have a certain charger back in the early days, right? Or you might have another phone or something else, and you'd need a different cord for that. But the idea of standardization, I'm sure, is what they're looking at to try to put ahead this notion of infrastructure for charging stations. If everybody's car can hook up to the same charging station, well, that's a big plus overall.
Well, General Motors, Ford, and now a company called Rivian are all joining Tesla's charging network next year, and they're doing it so that they've got one cord, one standard, one plug that they use, you know, one pole rather that they use, and they can charge at any of those locations. I know it costs money to do so, but and I believe it takes a minimum of 4 hours to give you a half a tank capacity to whatever it was that you had to begin with.
Right, that's another hurdle to be overcome, because if you're on a trip, let's say that you're on your way to. We're on the way from Orange County, California, to Las Vegas, and I can make it over there easily on a tank of gas, and that's not a problem. But let's say you have to go further than that, and you stop in Vegas. Hopefully, don't gamble too much, but you need to stop for literally 10 minutes, and you're on your way, to Salt Lake City, let's say, for example. It's hard to get around the idea that it could take you 4 hours. You have to stop somewhere as opposed to stopping for 15 minutes. I mean, that's a huge difference.
You're right, obviously. Now, the Fed's cook is calling cooling inflation her main mission. She wants to back off on the inflation. I don't know what else you're going to do than what they've done. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I know that a lot of times, you know, this has to do with raising the interest rates again, maybe twice before the year end. They feel that they have to cause pain. They have to make sure that they're, in order to get inflation to where they think it should be. But a lot of times I think it's sort of an oddball sort of strategy, because we know one of the ways to get inflation down, Captain, is to bring down the cost of goods and services. But to do that, the genesis of all that would be to make sure that fuel costs come down dramatically. If that happens, then we have a ghost of a chance of getting inflation under control more quickly. But just trying to artificially tamp it down by raising interest rates, I don't think that really helps everybody.
No. And I'm talking, of course, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. California homelessness, you live in California, right? You know, you see homeless people around you?
Yes, most unfortunately, yes.
Well, the problem is being exacerbated by high rent and low incomes. People have nowhere to go.
Well, I tend to agree. I think that certainly you want to try to get something close in to maybe where you work. Let's say you work in L.A. or Orange Counties. You might find that you're having to go further and further out just to be able to afford something, and that generates a lot of other problems. Or let's say that you're a teacher, but you're not able to afford to live in the area where you've got a job teaching. I mean, all these things are, you know, contribute to this, but homelessness in and of itself is also becoming an epidemic, and it's rampant, and there's different reasons why people are homeless, but certainly affordability is a big factor just for in everyday life.
Mm. Also, another interesting story, FedEx profit fell on lower e-commerce demand.
Well, that's a very interesting indicator as well, because number one, we're seeing shopping malls fail, I mean, for lack of a better term, or certainly have to become dramatically different because people aren't going out to brick and mortar, and because ostensibly people are going to online retailers more and more and more. But if that's even pulling back, then that's another indicator that it's not just a convenience factor, it's I don't want to spend my cash right now. I'm not going to buy everything the way that I used to be because I want to hold back because I'm waiting to see where the other shoe drops here.
Hmm. Now, we've had an interesting scenario where the Standard & Poor's 500 paused the rally they were having, after the chairman of the Fed, Mr. Powell, made his comments the other day.
Very interesting. I'm not exactly sure what those comments were, but
They weren't all positive. I'll tell you that much.
Right. Well. Again, we know that they paused this time for this meeting, but of course left the door open for two more rate hikes by the end of the year, which has got to make the market say to themselves, "Good golly! I mean, what are you going to keep doing to us here?" And especially even consumers. Because I think, Captain, we are seeing more pullback. I think consumers have already exhausted their credit, their savings, all these things to try to keep the spending level to levels where it was, where everybody wanted to be. But that's becoming now more and more of a big problem. So we're going to see less people dining out. We're going to see less people maybe even going to some of these big movies. Maybe it's not that the movies are just that bad per se, but people say, I don't want to go spend $50 just to go see a movie that afternoon.
You know, some people are smart for reasons, right?
Well, sure.
Well, taking an afternoon nap can recharge your battery, and new research has found it's a great way and it's good for your brain.
Well, I would think that that's probably exactly right, you know. Especially in this fast-paced world, where I think people, they don't get enough rest. I think that much is true.
Now, a new study found that the daytime napping could slow down the rate at which the brain shrinks as we age. Researchers found the difference in brain volume between people who took afternoon naps and people who didn't. And I've been known to do that every now and then myself because you get tired and you just fall asleep.
Well, sure. And especially with the schedule we keep as well. I mean, that's, you know.
Wait a minute. Schedule? We got a schedule?
Well, exactly. Exactly. But I'm sure. I mean, it just now makes me think, you know, of the idea that like in Spain, that don't they have the siesta? And that's a national type thing.
Well, that was in the shade with your sombrero over your head.
Right. Well, yeah, but the idea is that I think that this goes to the idea too that a lot of times you got to disconnect a little bit from the constant barrage that you get in daily life. And if you can rest a little bit, take a little bit of a break, you're a little bit more recharged.
Yep, it's good for you. Okay, yep. We'll be coming back, Kyle and I, right here after the top of the hour news break and your stations identify themselves and all that good stuff. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren.
Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.